Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. joins us. And Tony, tell me this. Not a lot of people saw this coming from Framber Valdez. We know it's in there, but not a lot saw it coming. Does this change how the Astros should be viewed if he's pitching like this?
Well, first, thanks for having me on, gentlemen. I don't know why anybody wouldn't expect Framber Valdez to pitch the way he did. I know he had a rough start, but we've seen this from him before. We've seen him maybe not go eight shutty, but he certainly has pitched like this in the playoffs before. So yesterday, it just seemed like he had the sinker working. He basically had, you know, both sides of the plate covered, two-way fastball. And, you know, it was really difficult with the ball down all night long. It just really gave Red Sox no opportunities to have any big innings because he wasn't making any mistakes. And I said all along, their offense would carry them. And if they could get any type of pitching, they would be dangerous. And I didn't think it would come from Framber necessarily. I think that's pretty safe to say. I think there were some other options on the board there, but he stepped up when they needed it most and got him a huge win.
Bigger moment for the Astros, man. Christian Javier's three shutout innings in game four or Framber Valdez one run, eight inning start in game five?
You know what? I think it's Christian the night before because that's the game that turns that series around to me. You have a bullpen day going up against, you know, a Boston lineup that has been as hot as any lineup. And to get the kind of production that the Astros got out of their bullpen is what really playoffs is about, right? Nobody could have predicted that, but they got solid innings from that bullpen. And they put themselves in a position where they're one win away from a World Series again.
Yeah, Tony Gwynn Jr., our Sports Radio 610 Odyssey MLB insider. I'll be honest with you, Tony. I can't believe they're here. We talked about those two pitching performances, but those are about the only pitching performances they've had in the entire series. And somehow they're sitting here leading 3-2, their bullpen's fully rested, and they got two games to win here in Houston to get to the World Series. Have you ever seen a series like this where a team is in the driver's seat like the Astros and gotten the pitching they've had?
Not maybe since that World Series against the Nationals where they were the road team won every game until actually won every game in that whole entire series. So I just think, listen, we've all had conversations all season long about how this offense at any given moment can hang an 8 spot on you. And it doesn't matter what inning. They can do it early, they can do it late. And, you know, they've also had moments where that offense has been, you know, basically has disappeared. And we've seen both sides of that in this series. And I just think when you have an offense as potent as the Astros do that can hang up runs really one through nine in that lineup, anything's possible. That's why I thought the series would go seven, and I thought it would look exactly the way it is. Both teams have scored just a crazy amount of runs in their wins, and I suspect that won't change. It'll be the same thing down the stretch in these last two games.
Tony, what about the impact of Framber's eight-inning start last night, man, on those, not him, but on those around him and the down the stretch in this particular series for the Astros?
Obviously, it's big for Fromber for his own confidence, but I don't think there's any question that the biggest gain is that everybody else got to rest. I mean, he literally provided a day off for that bullpen before there was a day off. So they're going to basically get 2 days of rest. And in those type of games, those type of innings, which are pretty much all high leverage, those 2 days are like gold. And the mere fact that Fromber was able to provide that for his ball club, I mean, even in some of the Red Sox better starts, they haven't been able to do that with their bullpen at any point. So I think the advantage at this point is to a rested Astros bullpen. I said from the beginning, this series was about who could provide the most resistance from a pitching standpoint. The Astros have been that team so far, and because of Fromber's start, they're sitting in a driver's seat right now. Now, they still got work to do. We've seen the Red Sox take some games here in Houston, but it's a much more difficult task for them at this point.
Tony Gwynn Jr., our Sports Radio 610 Odyssey MLB insider, joins us. Tony, has Dusty Baker clearly outmanaged Cora in this series?
I think this has been as good of a back-and-forth managerial from a managerial standpoint in any of the series. And I say that because when you're getting beat up from a pitching standpoint on both sides, right, because it's happened, the trick becomes trying to find a way to get innings without extending guys too long. And I think Dusty has done a tremendous job of that. And really, Alex has done a great job of it, too. Right now, it's in Dusty's favor because they've found a way to win the last two games, and he gets Fromber's start the other night. So, for me, they've both done a good job, but Dusty, I think, has done an exceptional job of maneuvering. But, you know, there's some luck involved in this, and having Fromber have the start that he had that last game, you know, gives Dusty a little bit of a leg up and a little more maneuverability.
Tony Gwynn Jr. joined us, our Odyssey MLB insider. Tony, there was a lot. This has died down a little bit now, but there was a lot of conversation after Game Four about Martin Maldonado and his. I mean, just the inability to swing the bat and even look confident at the plate and help this lineup. And then Castro comes in off the bench and, boy, he looks really good and has a game-winning hit. There was a lot of conversation about, hey, man, maybe the Astros should go with Castro at catcher. Your thoughts on Maldonado versus Castro and whether the Astros should possibly make that move?
Play that game if you want to. I think there's a reason why Maldi's been out there every night. I mean, they took three catchers originally because they knew Maldi's offense wasn't exactly, you know, what you would hope for it to be. But I think what you get defensively, it really doesn't matter. Are we saying that the Astros lack offense with Maldi in?
No, I don't think we are, Tony. Castro's
working the board for the next hour, just in case.
I don't think he did. Tony just dropped off and hung up. Well, I bet he's cussing right now. I bet he's in his car.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.